Are we ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to the May 22nd special meeting of the Thurston County Planning Commission. Our guests from the Yelm Planning Commission. Our topic tonight will be the Yelm Joint Plan. The Thurston County Planning Commission is a citizens advisory committee to the Board of County Commissioners on land use planning matters such as a comprehensive plan and zoning ordinance amendments. Planning Commission actions are in the form of recommendations to the county commissioners who are the final decision makers. All Planning Commission meetings are open to the public. Citizens are welcome to observe all Planning Commission briefings and work sessions. We welcome public comment on those topics for which a public hearing has not yet been held. My name is Eric Cresino. I'm the season's chair and reside in District 2. We're going to start our introductions here in the boardroom of both Planning Commissions, and then we'll move on to Zoom for sound checks and introductions, and then we should probably do a staff introduction tonight as well, since we have some new people here. So we'll start down here on the end with you, Richard.
Richard Lonsdale, Yelm Planning Commission.
Thank you.
Ann Warmond, Yelm Planning Commission.
Bob Howard, Yelm Planning Commission.
Carlos Torres, Yelm Planning Commission.
Jim Simmons, District 3.
Derek Day, District 1.
Scott Nelson, District 3.
Barry Halverson, District 2.
Joel Hansen, District 3.
And do we have Commissioner Wheatley online?
Yes, you do. It's Helen Wheatley, District 1. Sorry, I have a little bit of a cold. That's why I thought I should probably stay away.
We're glad that you made it online. And then we have Jerry Fugit.
Here. On Zoom.
Is John Thompson on as well?
Yes, right here.
Did I miss anybody? Well, maybe we can do some staff introductions, starting with Interim Planning Manager Jeremy Davis.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Davis, Interim Planning Manager for Thurston County's Community Planning Division. Thank you.
I'm Amelia Schwartz, Associate Planner with Thurston County.
I'm Gary Cooper, Planning and Building Manager at Steve Yelm.
Great, thank you very much. I want to give everybody a reminder today that our microphones are very, very sensitive to all sorts of fidgeting and paper rustling. So if we can be mindful of that, that might make the viewing public more, put them at ease. With that, I hope everybody's had a chance to look at the agenda. We are going to strike agenda item 2, the approval of our meeting minutes from the prior meeting, since this is a joint session and not our regular session. But having said that, I would entertain a motion on it from the Thurston County Planning Commission.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second. And with that, I'm just going to call for a voice vote. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So the Thurston County Planning Commission has accepted the agenda for tonight. Carlos, would you like to run your acceptance or your?
Yes. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. With that, we will move on to item number 3 of our agenda, the public communications portion. I see we have no guests in the boardroom tonight, and I don't believe we have any guests online either.
No.
All right. It looks like no public communication tonight. So with that, we will start with our new business, agenda item 4, work session number 1 with the Yelm Joint Plan with Planner Amelia Schwartz.
So hello. I stated earlier, I'm Amelia Schwartz, Associate Planner with Thurston County. And then joined is Gary Cooper, Planning and Building Manager with City of Yelm. So tonight we'll be going over the Yelm Joint Plan update. This will be work session 1. Summary for today. We're going to go over the purpose of the joint work session, the summary of the joint plan, and then go over some next steps. So the joint plan is an element of both the city and county comprehensive plans. The last adopted joint plan between the city of Yelm and Thurston County was in 2006. So for this 2023 update, it is a full repeal and replace that we are proposing. It is based off of the 2017 City of Yelm Comprehensive Plan, and it's updated to align with current conditions and county policies. So the purpose of the joint plan, it is a requirement of the Growth Management Act. It helps fulfill countywide planning policies. It provides consistency and predictability for residents, and it aids in transitions when areas are annexed. The primary goals of this update are to include current conditions and updated maps, align the policies with existing goals and policies within the city and county. And then we've got 8 elements or chapters within this joint plan: land use, housing, utilities, transportation, economic development, parks and recreation, environmental protection and critical areas, and essential public facilities. All right, so the background for this. For the land use, which is the first chapter, it's the largest section of the joint plan, and it helps establish the direction for future growth of the joint plan area, the UGA. The land use goals and policies are intended to ensure coordination with other joint plan elements, regional plans, and countywide planning policies. The goals and policies serve to define the action plan for implementing the joint plan. So some UGA characteristics. The Yelm UGA is approximately 2,387 acres. It is projected to grow to 1,670 people in 2045. That's a slower rate than projected for the city limits. And as sections of the UGA are annexed, they will have their land use changed to more urban densities. So some of the land use goals include promote smart growth to best utilize available land and services, maximize redevelopment potential, create safe and vibrant neighborhoods, and adopt policies that make the transition from UGA to city density smoother. And then the map on this page is showing the future land use designations as the county prepares for them. And this is if annexations are not to happen. This next map shows the future land use designations that are expected to apply following annexation by the city of Yelm in the very, very soon future. These are being proposed right now. So following annexation, it is expected that lands be zoned for urban densities, which is part of the annexation process. This map can be modified based on city leadership's decisions in the coming months. All right, our next element is housing. So the main goals include conserve and improve existing housing in neighborhoods, promote energy efficient and weatherized housing, and ensure housing affordable to all income levels. The capital facilities chapter is actually not going to be put into this joint plan, as each jurisdiction, city of Yelm and the county, maintain their own capital facilities plan as part of their own comprehensive plans. For the utilities element, we have a few main goals, and that is including ensure that utilities and public facilities are environmentally sensitive, safe, reliable, and a reasonable expense. Manage stormwater and wastewater in a cost-effective and environmentally sound way, and increase energy efficiency and conservation. And for the transportation element, we have a few goals, including these: create a well-maintained transportation system that is compatible with surrounding jurisdictions and transportation providers, design a transportation system with minimal environmental impact and energy consumption, improve infrastructure around schools to increase safety and access. All right, and then to the economic development element, some of the main goals here include support clean industry, tourism, higher and vocational education, and retail. Coordinate economic development efforts, create an innovation culture to encourage entrepreneurship, and provide robust infrastructure through sustainable practices to support economic development. And in case you're wondering, some of the, well, City of Yelm planning commissioners might know this already, but some of the top sectors in Yelm and the UGA currently are retail, trade, local education, healthcare and social assistance, as well as accommodation and food services. So some of the main goals for parks and recreation include create a network of park and open space plans that serve the residents of Yelm and its UGA, plan and develop a trail network, encourage public and private efforts to provide parks, recreation facilities, and recreation programs, as well as conserve open space corridors. I can also slow down. So if anybody's like, you're going too fast, let me know. All right. The next element is environmental protection and critical areas. And some of the goals there include protect Yelm's natural environment by regulating development within critical areas, prevent the loss of life and property in hazardous critical areas, protect air and water quality and reduce pollution, preserve environmentally sensitive lands, farmlands, forest lands, prairies, and rural lands through the development of compact urban areas. And our final element is essential public facilities, and some of the goals there include provide emergency services in a dependable and efficient manner, create a resilient region by improving disaster preparedness, response, and recovery efforts, as well as by expanding public education. Provide for the siting of essential public facilities. And so just a recap on essential public facilities. Those mean public facilities and privately owned or operated facilities serving a public purpose that are typically difficult to site. And there's some more information in Thurston County Code 20.03.040 in case you just get really bored. But I'm also happy to look up that if anyone needs it. So some of the next steps, we do have the option to set another work session before the public hearing. And we have June 5th as a tentative date. If you guys would like to go ahead right to the public comment period and start a, like, request a public hearing, we do have availability for July 10th. Once we go through the public hearing and following work session and we get a recommendation, then this would go back to the Yellen City Council before going to the Board of County Commissioners for additional meetings and a hearing. So, June 5th, another work session if you guys would like it before a hearing, or we could go ahead and get the July 10th public hearing scheduled. And I do have an optional motion written out. But that's okay. All right, and then contacts is myself, Amelia Schwartz, Associate Planner. I also do have some of my contact cards. If you need me, Gary Cooper, Planning and Building Manager of the City of Yellen. I can happily go back to any of these slides if anyone wants.
I have a question. Gary, when is the study for the comprehensive plan to be completed? What was that date?
For the city's comprehensive plan, not the joint plan?
Right.
Well, we just got responses to our request for proposals, it's the end of 2024.
Shouldn't we have that available to us before we have another work study session with a joint planning?
Well, no, it's a different plan, but it's also very similar because the county, thank you, did the majority of the work on drafting of this plan, but they based this plan off of our existing comp plan. So there are many sections of this joint plan which are identical to our comp plan. If they are the same goals and policies that the county, that are consistent with the county, they didn't change. There are some things that changed just because they don't apply in the county. As you know, the UGA is the county. So for example, the city's capital facilities plan, which is in our comp plan, has been entirely eliminated in the joint plan.
Right.
But by and large, there's, you know, a lot of overlap between the two.
So you don't see a need to have that before us before we?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
No.
Right. Any questions here on this particular issue? Or on any issue with the Yellen joint plan?
And I would like to know, because I did see an email from one of the Yellen plan commissioners. The acknowledgement page, we've already had, I think, three different people change since when I made this last time. So that will probably be updated much closer to the final version. So in case, you know, next month we have, you know, staff change out or something, that'll be updated by the final version. I'll make sure everyone's names are properly in there.
Have you taken on very much public comment on this plan yet?
Not yet. So once we set the public hearing, that's when that will get started.
Anybody else have anything for staff at this moment?
We do also, I have created an online open house, which is a story map. It's got more information. It's been open to the public for, I think, over a week now. And my contact information is up everywhere, and I haven't heard anything yet.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
I have a question that isn't necessarily related to this plan, but as I look at the housing goals to prevent energy efficiency, at the utility goals, increase conservation, energy efficiency. I look at transportation goals. A lot of this feels like Yelm's policies and goals are in line with the county's climate mitigation plan. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if there's been discussion of joining that plan as another jurisdiction?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well,
I've been at the cities just since January, so it's possible that before January those discussions occurred. I'm pretty sure the city would be open to, you know, entertaining something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what that means. What are you suggesting?
Oh, I just wonder. I know that the county and then Olympia, Lacey, and Tumwater have all signed on to a climate mitigation plan, and there's some strategies and goals that they've adopted. And I just wondered, because it looks like Yelm is, at least according to your goals, largely in alignment with that. If there had been any discussion of looking to see if Yelm could participate with the other jurisdictions in advancing those goals.
I agree with Gary, probably.
Yeah, like you said, you know, resources being the limiting factor, but I mean, I'm sure we'd be open to entertaining it. We could staff that, it would depend on just how much time is involved.
Commissioner Wheatley, did you have a question?
Yeah, while we were on the topic of sort of the rollout of this thing, I'm happy to hear that there's a story map, and would love to get a link to that just to make my life easier, not having to look for it. But I was wondering what the larger rollout plan would be for doing the public hearing. And I just had a really minor comment about that. Like I think it's really important when communicating with the public to sort of explain what this plan is that's about the UGA. And I was just looking, you know, the map number one. I'm wondering if maybe before it goes out for a public hearing, if there could be a better map that kind of makes it clear what the UGA is, and maybe one that has kind of a satellite background or something for people to just sort of understand what area the plan is covering, because map one is not too public friendly, I don't think, for people to understand what they're commenting on. So that's just an editorial comment.
I'll check in on that. Helen, do you think that later the land use maps that are much closer up and show the main roads, do you think those are viable for what you're looking for?
They're better. I mean, just think about, that, like, if you're a member of the public, you know, trying to understand what this is all about, just, you know, whatever has some little roadmap elements to it, so people can kind of tell what, you know, where we're talking about, you know.
I think you'll also be really excited once we get you that link to the story map. We've got an interactive map where people can zoom in to the properties they're interested in, say their work, their home, their favorite park.
They can actually have a satellite overlay.
I'm trying to think if that one does. I can probably add that to it. Once we get that link, hopefully we'll get a check in on that and see what you think.
Yeah, and I think the satellite overlay is a good idea. It always helps me. So
thank you.
If the comment is about the map that is on page 8 that has the satellite. One suggestion would maybe just be the line that shows the boundary of the UGA where it's green on here, maybe a more contrasting color. So people could pick it up easier. Maybe red or yellow or something.
Yeah, and I may see if we have some accessible colors that are better for people with visual
impairments. Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Do we have any more comments online? Go ahead, Commissioner Wheatley.
Yeah, if we're going to get into sort of the substance of it now, I did have, you know, they're kind of maybe just general questions, but I think for Yelm especially, when I think of Yelm, because I'm not from Yelm, I think of transportation. And I had a couple questions about transportation. One of them was looking at the zoning for industrial, which is looks like it's. I'm not able to pull that exact map right from my eyesight here right now, but it, as I recall, the kind of the proposed industrial area was kind of in the northern part or the northeastern part of the UGA. Is that right? Or am I not remembering that
proposed,
right?
Proposed. It already exists.
Yeah, proposed. Oh, it exists already?
Yeah, if you're looking at the future land use designations map, map number 2, that is actually it already exists.
Okay, map 2. Okay. No, I'm looking at map 3, the proposed changes. If I understand it correctly, so map 2 shows that there's just this little the light purple, light industrial spots, yeah. kind of in the northeast, sort of near the river, right? Or near that bend in there before the river bends there. And then it looks like
map 3 is actually slightly, I wouldn't want to say theoretical, but it is very much long range planning. And I don't believe any of the industrial areas in the future zoning after annexation by the city of Yale map are actually set in place for this time.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Because I was just, let me just ask my question, because, you know, it looks like the industrial zoning is all kind of these little spots in the north, and then there's some more commercial and heavy commercial. So the idea is to kind of turn that north side to more commercial industrial away from rural residential, it looks like. And so I was kind of interested in the thinking behind that. And I was also interested in how that was going to relate to the transportation plan, you know, especially as it concerns both Yelm and the county. Like, how is traffic going to work with that concept?
Rich Lomfell on the Yelm Planning Commission. Just real quick, on the industrial portions that you're talking about is where the byway is. It's going to be going by Yelm, and then also the byway is going to be extended. So those industrial areas are going to basically be parallel to where that byway is. And then also, too, I believe that that's going to affect what you're talking about on the transportation part. So it doesn't show it on that map, but if you look at diagram 3, you've got the state route running by there, and then it just kind of ends. That's where the current byway is. And then in 2025, I believe it is, that the state is supposed to complete that. So I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, it does, because I was just wondering what the larger planning context was, because of course you want to try to separate the traffic as much as you can. Between the commercial, industrial, and the residential.
Some of the thinking behind it and the map you're looking at, map 3, is based on really more of an in-house exercise with the planners and my director, the public services. There is basically, I call it the bypass, but there's a bypass that's already been in the planning stages for some time, and the right of way has been acquired to do basically a loop. So if you're looking at 510 there, think of it as bisecting a loop that will eventually go around the city. So we also have at least one roundabout that's been funded for the through the current budget cycle, and possibly two sort of try to start addressing, you know, what I'm sure you'd recognized as a kind of a backed up 510 at certain times of the day. So those are some of the transportation elements that are actually in the works and are really actually in certain phase of implementation. As far as the commercial location, it's really just based on some of the existing activities that are occurring in those areas and based on the compatibility to existing uses. And it's an extension of the city's central business district, which of course you don't see because that's in the city. So it just looks gray on this map.
Commissioner Warren, you got something?
The idea of continuity of seeing how the map three, how those industrial areas fit. I did an exercise where I took our current zone and then overlaid the proposed eventual UGA zoning. And it really makes a lot of sense because it's contiguous. There's contiguous industrial areas, and also it's directly along the loop. So there's basically that is where the transportation is, or going to be, with the loop coming in. And it also, the triangle that you can see on map three combines with another large triangle, which is the industrial area that exists today, is zoned within the L. So it started making a lot more sense to me when I put the two maps together to be able to see, as well as being able to see where the bypass is going to go.
Thank you.
Yes, I might add, for Commissioner Wheatley's benefit, the industrial zone property we're talking about is directly to the south of the property marked LI on that map to future land use. And it goes all the way down. So,
Commissioner Wheatley, did you have more?
Not on that, but I have a couple other things, but I'm willing to defer to others and come around again.
Okay, we'll move to Commissioner Day for a moment. We'll come back to you.
So just so I understand the scope of what we're doing tonight, it looks like you are looking for like what additional information we might want for the next work session and then to set a public hearing. Is that kind of the plan?
I'm really just hoping to set a public hearing and get the public comment started. But I want to see if there is any holdup before we move on to that.
So we have an opportunity for at least one more work session and possibly two if we want it.
Yeah, okay. I'd be pretty interested, I think, in some demographic data for Yelm versus the county to think about displacement impacts, things like that. And then I think what we were just talking about with the overlays.
I'm sorry, can you clarify what you would mean by data on displacement impacts versus the county?
So who lives in these areas?
So who lives in the UGA?
Both, yeah, county and UGA.
Okay, so you're wanting data that compares like demographics like race in the county versus the UGA?
Yep.
Okay, anything else in that?
That would be, I think, the one I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. And then, so I also would like, before we move too far ahead, for guidance from the Planning Commission, I think I need, I need a quorum of commissioners to let me know that they want the more visible contrasting color boundary for the UGA map, a satellite overlay for the interactive map, an additional map in the plan closer to show the boundary, and then also to see if we have a quorum to add data about racial demographics comparing the Yelm UGA to the county.
That would be a question for the Thurston County Planning Commission to direct staff on those four issues. Is there a quorum on them? Raise your hand if you'd like those four issues answered.
We can also split them into.
Can I add one more?
Sure.
I think it'd be really, really useful to see, because we don't know what the current zoning is within Yelm in these maps. And
within Yelm?
Yeah.
We won't go over that in the joint plan.
I know, but being able to compare the current zoning, so, you know, we could just see, some of the conversations we were having earlier about where, you know, we've got proposed industrial butting up against currently zoned industrial, and that's what we'd want to see, just so that we can
If we knew what the city zoning was,
it's all blank for us. It's just
black box. For all we know, that could have been farmland. But if it was light industrial and you're proposing putting more light industrial next to it, that would be
important. So this joint plan isn't proposing any changes to the land use.
We don't.
So I guess I'm not.
Yeah, so the land in the UGA is currently zone 1-5. The way the Yelm plan has worked since probably the mid-1990s, it remains 1-5 until such time as it's annexed, and then it transitions to the urban zone that's in the city's plan for it. So it is zone 1-5 now, and the light industrial spots on there are zoned light industrial now.
Oh,
on the county zoning map.
I understand that fully. And we've got the big gray box in here that we can't see any of the zoning for. And knowing what those were currently zoned for inside the city limits would, I think, help us.
So you'd like to see the UGA zone, the entire UGA zoning for both the city and then the county portion together on one map.
That'd be great. Yeah. Yes. So the current Yelm zoning compared, like all this city limits, I'd like to know what's in there.
Yeah. I think you'll have something like that here.
Yeah, we've got something there. We can make that for you.
That the map does exist. I'm which not map sure if it
that's not
needs
included
to be
in
the joint plan.
Plan and stuff.
Yeah.
It seems like the only real zoning changes we have are just a few minor small parcels that are on the proposed annexation zoning change map.
And those won't be decided by this. That is a separate project.
Right. We currently have 5 annexations moving forward with the city of Yelm. They're all small partial annexations, 3 of which will be moving forward, and then 2 other which the county's request boundary review board review on. So we do have 5 moving forward right now, which are all shown on now.
I guess also process wise, as Jeremy pointed out, right now everything's 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not developing at an urban style of development under those zoning codes. But if at such time the city decides to annex it, then the city will decide, hopefully consistent with what's on the future land use map, future after annexation map, to just adopt whatever that zone is on that map. But upon annexation, the city can decide to zone it basically anything it wants.
Right.
So I guess I'm kind of, in my own way, kind of urging that we can get some deference on what zoning we want there when we annex.
Commissioner Halverson, do you have something?
That's totally separate from this, so I'll let this play out.
Commissioner Dave, you got more on that particular issue?
No. I have a question.
Please.
What demographics were you asking to be placed in this?
I was interested at the difference between at looking at some of the like racial demographic data for Yelm.
Racial?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why racial? Why not income? And not, you know, why do we have to have racial?
I mean, it could be both.
I mean, it's like.
Well, we do have quite a bit of information. We're just about to adopt our housing action plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a trove of information about income levels, distribution of income levels, all that sort of stuff.
That I can understand, but yeah, I don't understand racial.
But the county has an interest in many matters that are concerning racial.
I don't know this particular piece of it. I'm sorry if I keep interrupting, but because the UGA is in the county right now, it may be that information already exists in the county.
You're looking kind of for a comparison of the UGA racial composition versus the city of Yelm racial composition?
Yeah, I think ultimately what I'd really like to know is like what the, if it's probably finer scale than we could get, but.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we going to rezone places with pockets of certain demographics into industrial?
Well, we're not rezoning anything with this project.
I understand all of that.
Chris Halverson, we want to move on to yours.
Yeah, just a quick question for the Yelm planner manager. I live in Yelm on Mill Road, so I know that the city has had a long history of problems with water rights.
Mm-hmm.
And they recently resolved some of those issues. How does that play into expanding the urban corridor or the city limits? Because one of the things you're going to have to show is that you have sewer or water public facilities and utilities available.
Well, I wish Cody were here. You probably know Cody. Yeah. But yes, we did get water rights basically unlocked in the last year, I guess. That's why we have 6 annexations underway. I guess it was Department of Health, and I think maybe Ecology approved a bunch of mitigation measures like aquifer recharge measures and the like. So it's already affecting it. We've had people waiting in line for years and years. So
yes, I know Mill Road's really developing right now. Yeah.
And that's one of the things I was kind of, you know, wanting to point out about our UGA growth rate. It's pretty low, but there's a reason. There are a couple of reasons for it, in my opinion. I'm not a OFM population demographer or whatever, but the fact that we haven't had the ability to do these rezones and annexations just because of water rights has kept the growth rate low.
Right.
And the fact that it's actually currently zoned 1 unit for 5 acres keeps the growth rate low. But I think upon annexation and rezone, we're going to see a higher growth rate than what these projections are saying.
Well, I think you will too, which is my concern about water and utilities.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, and again, I wish Cody were here, but we have quite a bit of water now, at least from the standpoint of water rights, available.
So how many more residential dwellings can Yelm sustain with their current water rights?
I couldn't tell you. I'd have to ask Cody.
That would be something that I would be
interested in. But I know it's a substantial number. It's like enough now that we're not too worried about
to meet your goals out to 2045?
Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner Wheatley, you had something?
Yeah, sorry, I'm kind of obsessing about transportation a little bit here. Another question that I had was, it actually was about the economic development. And I guess like Commissioner Day, I'm wondering if there can be a little more information infill or something, if that might be possible or desirable. I see that the economic development goals is sort of structured around what Yelm does, you know. So I assume you kind of did a study and you found, you know, that retail is the leader, and you know, you have those 4 things: retail, local ed, healthcare and social assistance, accommodation and food services, and that the goals are to support clean industry, tourism, higher and vocational education, and retail. I guess my question is, when you think about economic development in Yelm, how big a factor is commuting? You know, I'm wondering, of course, about the impact of the base, and just I'm wondering if there's a way to frame those economic development goals and link them to transportation somehow, in terms of really understanding what most people do in Yelm. Do they commute out of the city, or is Yelm a receiver? And, you know, one of the things that triggered this thinking for me is looking at the city of Olympia, where I live. There's a kind of a funny, you know, the Olympians leave town to go to work, and then other people come into town to work every day. It's kind of a funny little transfer of population that goes on in the city. It has certain income levels attached to it. The people that come into the city to work have somewhat higher wages than the people that leave to work elsewhere in a lot of cases. And so I'm wondering how that dynamic plays out in Yelm, and whether that was studied, the sort of the daily commute patterns and the relationship of that to jobs and incomes in framing the economic goals. And I know that's a bigger question than just, you know, what do you do with the UGA in the terms that, you know, the joint plan between the county and the city But again, you know, transportation is one of those things that has regional impacts. And especially with a city like Yelm, I'm just curious what thinking went into that and whether that's something that we need to be thinking about.
Commissioner Warman, address that.
I can provide some information that has been gathered that is in our housing action plan that's still underway. There has been data collected to be able to show that, as it was described, that there's a population that commutes out of Yelm and another population that commutes in. And it turns out that the people that are commuting in are almost equal to those that are commuting out. The ones that are commuting in are lower income. They're coming from outside of Yelm to have lower cost of living and commuting into Yelm for work, either in the schools or in the medical facilities or in the agricultural facilities. The ones that are commuting out of Yelm have higher incomes outside of Yelm, wherever they might go, whether it's Olympia, the base, military, the actual percentages. I saw the percentages, but I can't quote them because I can't remember that much detail. But they are in the details of that housing action plan to show the percentages. So some of this, there is information that would help, at least in providing more of the details that are being asked for by the commissioner online.
And Anne, is that for the city limits? And is that in the upcoming Yelm comprehensive plan?
That is in the housing action plan, which looks at the current city limits. And of course, in meeting the housing action plan over time, we need to look at the entire UGA because of the size of the number of housing units that are perceived to be needed by 2045.
All right. So if we could go through and I could get a majority on each of these actions that have been proposed, that way I know which ones to go ahead and move
there. Manager Davis, did you want that from both commissions or just the county commission?
Just the county, since this is the county item. Mm-hmm. I believe the city of Yelm probably has some of these items already as part of their planning efforts.
Okay, so then we're just going to run through these with a hand vote on it. So do you want to go one by one? We got like five of them.
Yeah, we've got a few. Let me know if I missed some. I did get a little lost, Commissioner Wheatley, with the specifics of what you were asking. So go ahead and pop in once I'm done with the list and please explain what you were looking for the last one.
Well, let me just, you know, I mean, just that little tidbit of information, the fact that, I mean, it seems like maybe Yelm as an employer is a receiver for the rural county population. It's of importance to the surrounding rural population, and I'm wondering if that kind of made its way into the economic goals as they're currently stated. It doesn't seem like they really did, you know, like there's not a mention of supporting, I don't know, rural, you know, there may, I don't know what that might mean, but it just seems like that if somehow Yelm is playing a important role in the county as an employer for the rural population, it just seems helpful for us to think about that. I'm not sure, I haven't really developed what that means, except that it seems that it's important when considering economic development goals.
Well, why don't we try to get
before we go, I think that's a position for the Yelm comprehensive plan, not the joint plan, which is the county. And we're just talking about the urban growth area around Yelm. We aren't actually talking about what goes on in Yelm.
A fair point. I do want to get to some of the, if we're going to be tasking staff with specific issues, I want to get the vote on those so that way they know exactly what they need to work on. So if, let's run through these, do a hand vote on each one and see if we want you to work on them.
Of course. So map number one, make the UGA boundary more visible with a more contrasting color.
Yep.
Got it. All right. Add a satellite overlay for the interactive map and an additional map in the plan, also a satellite view. We can split that up. Sounds good. If I can find them, racial demographics of the UGA versus the county.
And versus the city.
And versus the city.
And if friendly amendment to my suggestion.
Please, please go ahead.
If we could, if you could find the economic as well.
That's great.
And we can always get the housing action plan draft too and distribute it to our planning commission because it may have the information you're looking for. Maybe.
May I interject here as well? I don't know if it's a friendly amendment, but I would like to point out that in the, you know, there are several places where the question of demographics may come up besides housing, like, for example, on page 41, goal 4, promote good health for UGA residents, policy 4.3, identify the health and human services in the Yelm area for disproportionately impacted groups. And likewise, in parks and recreation policy, page 36, policy 1.3, enhance the existing park network. The existing park and recreation network by meeting the demands of a more diverse population. And I think I might have marked a couple of other places that I can't find, but you know, I just wanted to make the general point that that it's there in the text. And so I think it's a reasonable request to kind of break that out and think about what that means, not only for housing, though the housing language is in there too.
Sure, we are you just offering support to the particular point of finding this information?
Well, I am, but I'm also, I guess, providing some, you know, trying to provide a sense of guidance on how to relate it to what we're looking at here, that it's not just the, it's important. And remember that this is to help inform the public in preparation for the hearing. And so this information is not only of interest to us, but you know, and how it relates to that interface between the county and Yelm, but it may be of interest to members of the public as well.
So the task is to gather that racial and income demographic data.
Yes. So because
everybody on the planning commission that's in for that.
Wonderful. Thank you. And then the last one is a map showing the existing land use and zoning within the county and the city limits, and of course the UGA. Wonderful. Sounds good.
All right.
And then are we comfortable setting that July 10th hearing? Ready for public comment?
Again, please. Well, let's get to Commissioner Halverson.
I've got a couple more questions for the city planner manager. What's being planned in Yelm right now for rideshare commuter parking lots?
I'm glad you asked that because Cody Colt just joined and he can answer for you.
Okay.
And also I asked him to come join in to also talk about the water rights a little more specifically than what I could. So
that'd be great to hear from Mr. Colt. Mr. Paul, were you able to hear the question from Commissioner Halverson?
It does get a little fuzzy sometimes when you're out here in virtual world, the audio.
An admin staff will need to promote him to a panelist because right now he's just joined as an attendee and can't speak on the Zoom.
There's people who are getting listening. All right, hold on. It's coming.
Can you hear?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, sir.
Awesome. So I just joined, so I heard the question about the parking / rideshare.
Do that one first. Thank you.
Yeah, so we currently are in conceptual design phase of a central parking lot in our CBD area. The idea with that is to allow a central area for parking for businesses so we can start getting away from parking requirements in our central business district. That will have transportation access as well. That's our only plan right now, and it's currently in conceptual design stage.
Do you have any type of operational agreement with Walmart? A lot of rideshare seems to be parking in their parking lot, and same with Safeway.
We do not have any agreement with Walmart. We do have the intercity transit that has several stops along through city, one at Walmart, but not a rideshare agreement with Walmart, no.
So where is the commuter parking lot going to be? You said CBD?
Central Business District, yeah, directly next to our city hall. Right in the central downtown, right where 507 and 510 cross in Yelm.
Where the water tower is?
Just slightly off the water tower. If you know where H&R Block is, it's right across from H&R Block. And it's an empty lot right now.
Okay, has the city of Yelm purchased that?
Yes, we do own that property.
And you mentioned roundabouts. You have one in the planning right now.
Cody, can you discuss where we are with the roundabouts?
Yeah, actually, we're working jointly with Thurston County, Washington State Department of Transportation for three roundabouts that just got funded in the capital budget. You probably know about those, one at Vail and 507, one at Bald Hills and 507, and then one in McKenna and 507-702. So we're working with County and WASDOT on the Bald Hills one on our end. County is working on the Vail 507 one with WASDOT.
Well, those are the roundabouts that you were referring to
Yes. Early
in the meeting. So there are no others within the city limits of Yelm, because even the Bald Hills one is not within the city limits of Yelm.
Yeah, the Bald Hills one is in the city limits of Yelm. It's right next to Taco Bell, AMPM, Chevron. It's the 507, used to be Five Corners.
Okay, that's where it's at.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be a challenge. Okay.
$7 million worth of challenge.
Okay. Has any consideration been given? I know the bypass is increasingly important because of the possible, it's not possible, it's going to happen, the I-5 bridge situation with a lot of traffic being diverted to Mounts Road and through the city of Yelm, because it's the only two ways to get north or south. What consideration has been given for transportation when that happens, which is going to take probably 3 years or more?
Yeah, from our end, we just got to continue working with WASDOT. We're in the joint meetings with that bridge construction. But we, as Yelm, the city of, we can't do much on our end except for just try to get our projects done and hopefully get the bypass up and running before the bridge construction starts.
Okay. Has any consideration been given to put in a roundabout where the bypass comes in there by Walmart and 507?
Yeah, actually, yeah. So that we'll have a bypass there. That's part of the long range, or that's part of the bypass itself. There'll be a roundabout at Walmart Boulevard and 507, and then one at 103rd and Walmart Boulevard. So farther down, there'll be two roundabouts put there. The bypass also has a roundabout at Wilkinson Road, which is up by Nisqually Pines.
Okay, what is the timeline for that, looking at your transportation plan?
So they're with the funding that's now secured, they're supposed to go to bid next year during the spring. And the first two phases of that project will be those roundabouts at Walmart 507 and then the roundabout at Wilkinson. Okay. So that's roundabout. So that is supposed to be going to bid next spring.
So the one at Walmart, that's part of the bypass portion?
Correct.
It's going to bid next year?
Going to bid spring of next year is what we have been told in our joint meetings with WASDOT.
Well, that will help solve some of the transportation problems through there.
Yeah, 100%. And we're also in the planning phases of a roundabout, and Gary knows about this one, at Bald Hills and Morris Road, which will be a compact roundabout, which will probably come in at the same time we start the roundabout at 507 and Bald Hills at Five Corners. They have to be done jointly.
Right by a tractor supply there?
Yes, exactly. Turning that little thing into a compact roundabout.
That's a big problem.
Commissioner Hansen, I'm sorry, Commissioner Halverson, did you have a problem with that? Want to touch the water issue?
Yeah, I was earlier we were talking about the water rights issue for Yelm that just got through its roadblock, I guess, about 6 months ago, and a lot of your developments got kicked into gear.
Mm-hmm.
My question was to Gary was, will those water rights continue through the 2045 phase for public utilities with the growth that Yelm is expecting to have?
So our current projections have those water rights lasting until about 2036. And then we will need to secure more water rights. We're doing our water system plan right now, which will kind of line out exactly how many more acre feet we're going to need per year. But those are what our projections are pulling, is about 2036-ish is where we'll get to with the water rights we just received.
How many additional residential homes in Yelm can you build between now and 2036?
Roughly 6,000 to 7,000.
That's more than your population increase. So
yeah. Correct.
That was the heart of my question. I appreciate it.
We did more than double our water rights. So we went from 800 acre feet per year to 1,700 acre feet per year.
That on your existing three wells?
Yeah, our existing three wells, correct. We will have to dig a new well that can pull more water at some point, but it'll pull from our existing water right. We just, our current wells, our downtown wells, only one can be operated at a time. They can't operate jointly. So we will need another well to pull capacity at some point, but it won't have to be a new water right. It'll just tap into our current ones.
Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Does anybody have any other questions for Mr. Colt? Amelia, did you have any questions? Did we task you the way that you're expecting us to task you?
I think so.
Okay.
So yeah. And if I can't figure out anything, I'll let you know.
So then our next big question is, will we need two planning sessions or one planning session to finish up the own joint plan, do you folks think? When we look at this timeline on second to last page, or no, where is it?
Page 19.
Page 19 on, there we go. Well, we need this June 5th work session.
I don't think so. Does anyone else have any? John and Jared, do you have any?
I would believe we would need to, based on some of the additional questions that have come up today, to make sure we have that data clarified and updated.
That will be brought to you guys for the public hearing. So I'll have that ready. And then after the public hearing, like directly following it, we'll have another work session where we can go over it.
Outside of joint plan work session on July 10th, besides the hearing and a work session, is that agenda fairly open?
For July 10th?
Yeah, or is that too far off to even know yet?
It's a special meeting.
That'll be a special meeting, so it'll just be on this topic.
So there's a very real chance that we'll have an hour and a half or 2 hours to run through all mm-hmm. this stuff after the public hearing.
And any additional public comments with that.
And additional public comments. So I guess the question to the planning commission is, do we also want that June 5th work session?
I think we've pretty much just asked for strict information. I don't think there's any, really any discussion to be had on the information we've asked for.
All right. Okay, so
make a motion
to not have something?
No.
Okay. Yes, I entertain your motion.
Okay, I'd like to move to set a public hearing for July 10th, 2023 on the Yelm Joint Plan.
Motion has been made. Is there a second? Okay. The motion has been made to set a public hearing for the July 10th, 2023 on the Yelm Joint Plan. And we will take this vote, voice vote. Oh, any comments on this motion? Having no comments, we'll take a voice vote from the Thurston County Planning Commission and then separately on the Yelm Planning Commission. So, Tasha, can you run that?
Yep. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons?
Aye.
Chair Cassino?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Thurston County Commission has approved that. You guys would like to run through yours?
We could do that. Yes, let's do that. Do you have our?
Yep.
Okay.
Commissioner Fugit?
Here. Yes.
Commissioner Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Howard?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez? Oh, sorry, I got that on there twice. Commissioner Lonsdale?
Lonsdale, yes.
All right, that motion passed.
Warman.
Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner Warman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, that motion passed, and we will be holding a public hearing for July 10th, 2023 on the Yelm Joint Plan with both commissions.
And then before we move on, I think Gary had some notes there.
Please.
Yeah, I wanted to point out primarily one piece of this to our planning commission to think about, but then another piece for both. So it's a confusing title, probably. It's confusing to me, so it's probably confusing to the general public that map 2, which is called future land use designations, is actually the current zoning. And the current zoning is 1-5. And 1-5 zoning in an urban growth area is inconsistent with urban growth or urban development.
Yeah.
And at the same time, and also, you know, the city and the county have different standards. So as things are developing in the UGA under the current 1-5 zoning, there's a potential to have different kinds of frontage improvements. There are all kinds of little things that come into reviewing a development application. So as Jeremy referenced earlier in the meeting, in the early 90s, when the Growth Management Act went into effect and urban growth areas were established, the cities of Lacey, Tumwater, and Olympia entered into an interlocal agreement with the county the county graciously decided that it would adopt and implement those cities' zoning standards in the UGA. So those cities have had urban growth, real urban growth areas since the beginning. The smaller cities like Yelm, Bucota, Tenino, I think they all in their UGAs have, Bucota does, well,
Bucota yeah, does not
yeah,
have
UGA. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tenino, anyway, those are still zone 1-5, and that made sense at the time, but now Yelm is one of the fastest growing cities in the state. And so as things develop out there, uses are being approved which are completely appropriate to 1-5 that won't be appropriate when we annex it in. So we've been talking to the county and we're all on the same page. It's really more of a staffing issue, but you know, in the next couple of years, we hope to do something similar with the county to have the zones that you're seeing here on this other map adopted by the county. And they will have a county planner who will basically specialize in Yelm UGA, just like they have for Tumwater, Olympia, and Lacey. So all that being said, that's just sort of a future action that we really hope to see. And that's probably one of my most important goals for the future planning with the county. But I also just want to highlight to our planning commission, if you do look at map 3 and study that a little bit, because that is based on an in-house planning exercise. Cody was very involved with it. Cody grew up in Yelm. He knows everything about Yelm. And so he was really important in this effort to try to say what's relevant, where's growth going, those kinds of things. But just look at that map, and I hope that it's going to be something that you will want to approve. That's all.
Great. Thank you very much.
So you're saying that we may want to take that up at one of our next.
Well, you certainly have the authority to, if you're looking at that and you're going that heavy commercial is just completely ridiculous where you've decided to put it or whatever,
it's more like saying it looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Does anybody else have anything on Yelm joint plan stuff then? All right, with that, we're going to move on in our agenda for staff update.
I don't have any additional updates beyond what I gave last week.
So. All right. We'll run through our calendar real quick. June 5th, we will not be having, we decided against having a June 5th special meeting. On June 7th, we will have our regular meeting, which will be a work session, tentatively a work session on forest conversion ordinances. Is there anybody that does not think that they'll be here for June 7th? I think we'll all be here. And then, of course, the other one to put on your calendar is our public hearing for the Yelm Joint Plan. Hopefully you guys got that. With that, is there anything for the good of the order? Having no further business, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope that was that.